Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of February, recording at a latish 10:01 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, first, stock markets. We've still got this little bit of a pause here. Tentative action, really rather quiet. No big downward dynamics. I've described the situation as short-term, technically overbought, and therefore due for some sort of consolidation. However, we haven't seen any major divergence, which is what would frighten me. Certainly not in Asia. Now, when you see the Wall Street close, if you haven't already, that might raise an eyebrow or two because the Dow was down 80 points, 9.5 on the S&P, and the Nasdaq down 26 points. That was 1.25% for the Nasdaq Composite Index. But a quick look at the charts showed me that the Dow had gotten back up to its high, up to last month's high. It would be really quite surprising if we didn't see some sort of resistance there. Similarly, the S&P was just under that high. The Nasdaq, however, has lagged way behind, and that's a confidence indicator, and confidence has been waning, as you know. There are plenty of other signals that make me feel that this is the end game as far as the rally on Wall Street is concerned, that 2-year rally. That started in, well, not quite 2 years, but that started in March 2003. So, second anniversary coming up, that's long in the tooth if you accept my argument that this is a secular bull market, long defined here as a generational long process of PE ratio contraction. In terms of other signs that I've been talking about variously, well, here are a few of them. Price of oil, that backed off its highs today, but 47.55 is not all that far off from the psychological $50 level. And above that, I do think it would become an increasing headwind for global stock markets, and I do expect to see oil back above $50 before too long. The long-term chart patterns remain exceedingly bullish. It's one of the big supply and elasticity trades, of course. Now, among other markets, interest rates, and this was not so much of a factor. Well, I'll say it, I'll correct myself. It's sort of waxed and waned a little bit as the Fed has debated interest rate hikes and indeed has made some interest rate hikes. And we'll indeed make some more. We've just had 2 days of testimony by Alan Greenspan, and the general consensus, as you've probably noticed, is that he feels that interest rates are low, and there are those warnings, albeit somewhat veiled, regarding financial markets. They haven't been quite so veiled in the past. But the latest one was calling the bond market action a conundrum. Well, those bonds have weakened again, and I've done a technical review of global bond markets, which you might well want to have a look at, even if you don't deal in bond futures, because this is an important indicator for global stock markets. I put it this way, if we have another week like the one we've just had, I'm taking the last 5, 6 trading days. If we have another period just like that, then bond markets will have really signaled at least a medium-term top within their overall broad topping out process, or at least what I feel is their very long-term topping out process, which marks the onset of a secular bear trend. But whether you buy that argument or not, certainly if we get another week like this, as I say, in global bond markets, government bond markets, I'm talking about long-dated government bond markets now, then that will certainly look different on the charts. And rising bond yields, falling government bond prices would create another headwind for stock markets. Now, depending on other factors, they may not. There might be a delayed reaction by stock markets, But I think that at this stage of the overall cycle, and with the oil price to worry about, then against that background, I think that stock markets would not be able to ignore, or would not ignore, a deteriorating bond market for very long. Now, the other factors that I've cited, of course, is that a big increase in the M&A activity, mergers and acquisitions. That is not something that you see at the beginning of a very good stock market rally. It's something that you see very much in the late stages of a good stock market rally, as the merchant banks all gather around and their corporate clients are emboldened, and they all say, "Well, let's make hay while the sun shines," or words to that effect. So that's a bit of a concern, as of course is the very, very strong performance of a sector that I'm delighted is performing well, as I'm overweight in that sector. I'm talking about natural resources now, and I know many, many subscribers are overweight in that sector, but it's a late stage of the cycle phenomenon. I mean, my feeling is that this natural resources sector is in a long-term bull market, as you know, but these things are never linear. So there are surges, and then significant surges are followed by significant pullbacks, and then they regroup, and so on. What else to say about these global stock markets? Keep an eye on some of those lead markets that I've cited as indicators. Australia, that was good. That was up 15 points in here today. That's just 0.37%, but it is certainly steadied. Now, other lead markets that we will want to keep a close eye on. We don't want to see any big downward dynamics on Wall Street. That's influential, although it hasn't been a pace setter here among world markets. Some of the emerging markets have been very strong. Now, many of them have paused here right now, but that's at this stage still could just be a consolidation. Now, I'm going to be a self-confessed nervous Nelly here for the duration of this stock market run, largely because I don't want to be a bag holder after it's turned down significantly. Before we get a significant downturn, I want to have either booked a lot of profits or hedged a lot of profitable positions. I'm not putting on hedge shorts yet. I'm looking for some sort of consolidation in here right now, but this is not a great time to be piling new money into the market. If you're in the markets and you're in the right sectors, then great, but I would place the emphasis more on lightening positions on additional strength. If we see additional strength, and I suspect we will in more markets than not, that's where to place the emphasis rather than piling in anew in especially in a rising market environment. Now, among some of my leveraged positions, well, in stock markets, well, I do have a few, but the one that's possibly most at risk in terms of my being shaken out is the long position in Japanese Nikkei Index futures. Now, if you've been following the audios, you probably recall that I do have those positions protected with in the money stops. That means barring some sort of unmitigated horror, I really shouldn't be able to lose any money in those contracts, but I may give up some profit. Well, Japan's been softer in the last few days, and so that's already caused a bit of profit erosion there. And with Wall Street soft, there's a very good chance that I'll be stopped out of at least half that position overnight. If so, c'est la vie. That's pretty much it on stock markets. So moving on to the bonds, I think I've covered those, but just to say, have a good look at those charts. I think they're important, particularly the weekly charts. Now, currencies. We have further evidence here that that dollar rally has peaked. You know, I've been saying that for a number of days now, and we've seen a little bit further slippage by the US dollar here today, not against the yen. The yen is a weak currency as well right now. But as far as euro dollar is concerned, currently trading at 130.70. That's up 40 ticks on the day. This is after hours trading. Sterling currently 189.55. That dollar yen level is 105.55. The euro, the Swissie, sterling have been pushing up very strongly against Japanese yen over the last 2 to 3 weeks or so. And I think that'll continue on a little further until we get back to some previous reasonably important resistance levels. But this is an important call, because as you know, if you look at market sentiment, watch the comments on the financial news channels that a week or so at any rate, most people were saying be long the dollar because it's going to move higher in the short term. So I think what we're seeing now is a unwinding of a number of those positions. Some analysts had been saying that the dollar would rally much higher because of the huge carry trade positions, but a lot of those positions, or certainly the shorter term ones, were unwound by the technical rally that we have seen in the US dollar index. My view all along has been that it would be no more than a technical rally, and a smallish technical rally at that, and that we would then see the dollar index move back down and retest its lows and move a bit below those lows this year. But I've never been in the dollar collapse school, as you know. But suffice it to say, if we see that dollar continue to head lower in here, that will aid the good rally that we have seen in the metals sector. Now, gold today, it's quite interesting because it bounced around a fair amount, but in after-hours trading, 427.24, nice orderly recovery on the charts. Certainly, there's well, anybody looking at those charts who is hoping that gold would fall back to 400 or 375, all the various levels that were mentioned by people, are going to have to reassess and come back in and fuel this rally. That's what I expect. And silver's done extremely well. Now I'm trying to finesse a bit of a changeover from my March contracts into May, and additionally I'll go into July. My strategy overall in silver, as you know, has been to wait and buy when we get the thumping great shakeouts, and it gets plenty of thumping great shakeouts, as you will have noticed. I don't expect that to change. Silver's high beta gold. But now that gold is rallying, silver is doing extremely well on the upside, and I expect that to continue. Palladium, in the after hours, I'm looking on the Bloomberg screen. I'm not sure whether that closed up a bit or down a little bit today, possibly down a little bit at 183. Platinum, I've got all of them, as you may recall. Platinum was pretty firm in here today, last at 860 on the April contract, but still very much within a trading range, and needs to break above that. I think it's at 888.90 level. The industrial metals were really quite strong in here today. Tin, that's one that I own, up $135 here. Let me just put up my industrial metals page. They were all up with the exception of nickel. But nickel has been quite firm recently. Among the better gains, aluminium, well, lead, I like that lead. Zinc, which has led the way. Copper, terrific move in here today. Copper is testing its highs. Say this, the supply inelasticity trades are still full of life. Well, that's my judgment based on my reading of the charts and looking at the backwardations that exist in the sector. The only thing that I'm not at all happy about was that we had that natural gas fallback currently trading at just above the $6 level on the April contract. That's the one that's producing the big red ink in my trading portfolio at the moment. Other positions are either doing well or certainly appear to have the current trend in their favor. Okay, folks, that's a late one, so I won't run on any further. All the best to all of you.